So Sorrel Nation is on Vectis Radio. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. It's lovely to be back.
What are you doing at the moment?
So we're here on the Isle of Wight now. We've been rehearsing here in our little tiny home, our converted horse. Just prepping and getting ready for my spring tour, which starts on the 18th of April here on the Isle of Wight.
Oh, fabulous. So on your spring tour, your first show is on the Isle of Wight.
Yes, that's right. Oh, it felt right to sort of...
How fabulous is that?
Yeah,
so
I know.
You're going to be at Key Arts, that's right?
Yes, that's right. So on the 18th of April, my band are coming over from the mainland. And yeah, we're kicking the tour off at the Key Arts Centre in Newport at the Anthony Minghella Theatre on Saturday the 18th of April at 7:30. We're very, very much looking forward to playing at Key Arts. It'll be my first time playing there. And we've got another wonderful... a country Americana artist called Brooke Law coming over from London to support us.
Fabulous. Now, we've been looking on the internet. Now, your style of music is very individual, isn't it? Tell us more about that.
Thank you. Yes, well, it's, I guess the genre is Americana, but the wonderful thing about Americana is it encompasses so many different genres of music. So the songs I write are heavily influenced by folk music, they're influenced by country, they're influenced by sort of rock and roll and blues from the 60s and 70s. Maybe the uniqueness comes just from the really broad range of music that I listen to. You know, listen to everything from, you know, Rolling Stones and Fleetwood Mac back in the 70s and Joan Baez and Sandy Denny, up to, you know, all sorts of sort of blues and pop country folk music of today. So thank you. Yeah, I guess it is quite unique.
It is. And do you live on the island?
I do, yes. Yeah, my partner Theo and I live in a converted horse lorry not far from Ryde out in the countryside. We absolutely love it. We've been here my parents have been here for 5 years. We were travelling around in our camper van for 2 to 3 years, touring and playing at festivals. But we're now based on the Isle of Wight a bit more permanently. We've been here for a couple of years now. So,
oh, that's fabulous.
We love it.
I'm pleased you love it, because we love it too, don't we, everybody?
Yeah, we certainly do.
Now, I'm in the studio today with Alan and Terry, so it's not just me. There's Kitty as well as Alan and Terry. Alan, did you have anything you wanted to ask Sorrel?
Yeah, Sorrel, I'm very, very ancient, and I go back to the days of Fairport Convention. So,
oh, yes.
So are you kind of in that genre?
Absolutely. So Fairport Convention, I've got a long, loving history with Fairport Convention. The first band that I was in when I was 14, we used to tour around called Electric Hoedown, playing at sort of festivals and barn dances, and we would play Fairport Convention songs.
Right.
And then more recently, I've been taking the song Who Knows Where the Time Goes, mm-hmm. written by the late, great Sandy Denny,
yep.
around with me on tour. And I have done a live version of that on an EP called 30 Summers. But we've actually just recorded a studio version of the track, which is being released this August and is going to be out on my new album coming out at the end of the year. And what's really exciting is Sandy Denny's daughter, Georgia Lucas, has actually invited me to be involved in a book she's publishing.
Wow.
To do with her mother and stories all about Sandy Denny and stories about her songs. So that's coming out in August, which is incredibly exciting.
That's brilliant. I mean, Fairport Convention doesn't get played enough. We don't hear enough of them. So it's really great that somebody else is carrying the torch now, as far as I'm concerned. Brilliant. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I was very lucky to get to play at Cropredy back in 2022 as well, Fairport Convention's Cropredy mm-hmm. Festival. And, oh, what a festival. Absolutely amazing. Hoping to play again on the main stage 1 year, hopefully.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Why not?
Fingers crossed.
Absolutely. So, Sorrel, it must be absolutely wonderful to be able to go on tour again. Have you been on tour
it
recently?
Is, yeah. Yes, so, I mean, in the last 2 years, we've done 5 tours.
Wow.
Which has just been amazing, you know, all over the country, all over the UK. We've played so many shows. I mean, this tour we've got coming up this spring is 16 venues across the UK, obviously starting here on the island, and we're heading down as far as Penzance and as far north as Newcastle. So we really are going all over, wow. All over the country.
Now that is some tour, isn't it? So you'll be on the road a lot.
Yes, we're pretty much on the road from mid-April through till the end of May on tour. And then festival season starts. So
absolutely.
We've got a bunch of festivals over the summer. So we're pretty much on the road again all summer playing music and then just sort of desperately getting back to the island for a bit of peace and quiet in between the chaos of the wonderful chaos. We wouldn't change it for the world, but it is lovely to come back to the island for a little bit of peace and quiet in between.
Absolutely. So you must see quite a lot of different people and be in a lot of different environments. What's your favourite place to play so far?
Yes.
Sorry?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, yeah, that's a good question. Some of the venues we've played at really are just beautiful. One of the venues on the tour in autumn was a really old church. Absolutely magnificent. We also played in the Square Tower in Portsmouth.
Ooh.
Which was, it's about 500 or 600 years old, this old tower. It's absolutely stunning. So we do get to play in some venues. There was an old bank, the Ventnor Arts Club.
Oh,
we've
yes.
played at 3 times.
Oh, yeah,
now.
I've been there.
That's a lovely
and we're
place.
Actually going to be back at the Ventnor Arts Club in December.
That's
it's a
fabulous.
Lovely little venue. Yeah, it's an old bank, and they do loads of arts there now. They do cinema things and music as well. So I think we're there in December. I believe the 4th and 5th of December as the last 2 dates of my autumn tour. So it's quite nice with the 2 tours I've booked this year. The spring tour starts on the Isle of Wight and the autumn tour ends on the Isle of Wight.
Ah, so how can people get tickets for your Key Arts and for any other of your shows if they're not able to come to the Key Arts one?
Yes, so yes, it's sorrelnationmusic.com. is my website, so or just pop my name into Google and it'll come up. So yeah, tickets are available now online for the show on the Saturday the 18th of April at the Key Arts in Newport, which is going to be such a great show. We're so looking forward to it. We've got the full band here, my partner Theo on cello, my guitarist Sam Anderson playing the resonator guitar, and Holly on bass and the musical saw, as well as 4-part
Ooh.
harmonies.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Well, we wish you all the very best, and
yeah,
do
absolutely.
Come back and chat with us, and please do send your music to Vectis Radio, and you
Thank
could
you.
Be like Jazz Connell, just played his music, that's local music on Vectis Radio, played every hour during daytime hours.
Wonderful, I absolutely will.
So thank
Lovely.
You
Well, thank
so
you so much,
for
supporting.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you, guys. It's been lovely to chat to you.
Yeah, good
Take
luck with
care.
The tour, Sorrel.
Take care. Bye.
Lovely. Thanks very much, guys. Bye-bye.